Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back. Yes, I know, I can barely believe it myself. We are black. No, I'm not black. Oh God, how has this already started so badly? We're back for another Drunk and Dangerous. Yes, thankfully I have the excuse that I am currently high and therefore not responsible for what I am saying. Now, last time I did a Drunk and Dangerous that was the worst rated erotica in the MILF category, I decided I should try something a little different this time around. So if you've clicked on this, you're probably aware. I mean, I hope you can read. If you can't, you know, you should learn. There's no time like the present. I'm going to be reading the worst rated furry erotica on literotica.com. So, let's all strap in, shall we? You know, I mean, do you really need more intro than this? I feel like you don't. Is there anything else I could be saying about this week that's more interesting? Maybe, but not to me. Not to me. I think we need to dive right in. And that pun has to do with the fact that the first story I'll be reading, I promise it'll be worth it, is Role Swapping Brothers. The description is Anthro Orca Brothers play Dom and Sub out in the ocean. It is a 2.14 stars. So, Role Swapping Brothers. A male-only, adult character-only, erotic incest mini-story. Just so you all know, this is how this intro. Prepare. Yourselves, yeah. And go. I hope you're prepared. You're not. You're definitely not. Zayden. Oh, his name is Zayden. This is already starting great. Zayden moaned, his lower half hanging off his surfboard as his brother took his cock deep into his mouth. Being orcas, both him and Soren were well-versed in underwater pleasure, and Soren could hold his breath longer than most, proving it time after time again in a blowjob contest between him and his brother that, oddly, he always seemed to win. Not that Zayden was about to complain at all, considering that it was him that got the blowjobs repeatedly, just so Soren could prove himself every time they were out on the surfboards. When he's on the waves, is he Soren on that surfboard? Yeah, he fucking is. The Anthro Orcas may have been brothers, but that didn't stop their lust from soaring. You really said soaring? And you named your character Soren. I was joking. My God. There were better adjectives, author. The Anthro Orcas may have been brothers, but that didn't stop their lust from Soren. Flowing like the ocean, but never ebbing like the tide. The waves gentle that day. Not the best for surfing. I think just nothing needs a G anymore, okay? You got it, G? No, you don't. G doesn't exist. If it doesn't end in an ing anymore, it's in. All right, you in? Yeah, you don't have any other choice. But it was the best for some private time between the two of them, puffing and expelling jets of water from their blowholes, where, in going underwater, they filled up to a point, though never pouring into their lungs. What the fuck? Wow, it's so sexy. It was on feature from their feral ancestors that had lingered well with them, the two boasting legs, but also a strong tail with their typically distinct orca patterning. So it's an anthro orca, so it's a man with a whale tail. So hot. Yet Soren was less engaged with admiring the beauty of the day as he sucked his bro's cock deep. Yeah, bro. Suck that cock. Tail flicking. Acting as a balancing point, even under the surface of the water. No one knew about the illicit relationship between him and his brother, and Soren wanted to keep it that way, regardless of how often he was pushed to riskier and riskier endeavors. He was sure that, despite everything, they were going to get caught one day, and who could tell just what would happen from that point on. But he got his treat then as his lungs burned, aching for breath, sucking his brother's cock as if it was the last blowjob he would ever give, hands curled around Zayden's strong but smooth thighs, rounded out with muscle. A thick dose of whale cream. Please. I mean, do you think his balls were soaring with whale cream? His dick was splurting. A thick dose of whale cream. Sounds like a recipe. Poured into his mouth and Soren gulped it all down. Too greedy to let a single drop go to waste as his sides heaved, needing breath that he was not yet willing to take. Zayden kicked, urging him up, though it was only begrudgingly that Soren allowed the bare dome of his slick skull to break the surface again in a spray of foam and crystalline droplets.
"Damn it, Zay!"
he coughed, shaking his head as a jet of water blew from his blowhole. Okay, if somebody's an artist, can you please draw these Anthro Orca brothers for me? Please. Stick figure even. I'll take it if you can draw a blowhole on this thing. Anthro Orca brothers. I need to picture this. It's horrifying. I love it. Thick whale cream. We're all here for this. I'm glad I'm high. You're probably not, so enjoy this. You're still listening right now, so it's your fault. Anyway.
Damn it, Zay!
He coughed, shaking his head as a jet of water blew up from his blowhole.
You always get me up too soon.
Lazily, Zayden winked, rolling over onto his back, legs kicked up on his board while his tail hung off. Without thinking, Soren hugged it to his chest, fingers tenderly running down it. Zayden shivered.
Only 'cause you can't forget yourself here, bro.
Ah, things went both ways for them. Neither party fully dominant or submissive, and Zayden grinned as he tugged Soren down with him, attached their respective boards, but both below the surface in an underwater world that was just there for the two of them. Twisting and floating around one another, they sorted it out between themselves as Zayden bucked and demanded that his hole was filled. His tail guiding in a still hard length of meat. Right up where it belonged. Give me that meat, that lengthy meat, baby. I like my meat lengthy. It didn't take Soren long to harden up again, even though he'd already gotten off before he'd blown Zay, and he relished in the moment to really pound his brother. As you do. The taper tip of his cock driving home and spreading him open. What do they even look like? I can't even picture their sex. I can't picture what these people look like. What do they look like and how do they have sex? What? They have human dicks and human legs, but orca patterning and whale tails. And they ride surfboards together. Are they like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Because they're like half turtle, half human, and they're forced to live in the sewers. So, like, do the orcas live in the sewers, too, as, like, human, half non-human? So many questions. I mean, because orca boys are not going to be like cat girls, right? Or even cat boys. An orca boy? I don't know. It seems a little harder to keep. And they're always fucking their brothers, apparently, which is a big problem. The tapered tip of his cock driving home and spreading him open. Remember that part? Yeah, you're remembering it again. Their bodies were such and loose in the flow of the ocean that they didn't need any lube at all. I fucked in water. Maybe orca people's bodies work differently, but getting water in holes, like, water's a really bad lube. Water washes lube away. Please don't think water is adequate lube in most circumstances, especially if you're fucking your brother's blowhole. Be smart. Bring waterproof lube. The more you know. This message brought to you by Zay and Soren and their illicit incestuous orca brother relationship. The more you know. Anyway, they didn't need any lube at all, apparently, because they're magical orcas and with their magical orca holes. Grunting and groaning. In the fold of the seawater as they came together. Zay twisted, tail pressed up against his brother's chest, drifting lower, though they were not really sinking. His brother knew just what he liked, ramming in fast and hard, driving in as if it was the last fuck he'd ever have, even though the two of them knew that simply was not to be so. It was just the way it was for them. Bodies hotly lustful, young orca studs in need of pleasure. That seems like a ad, like a bullshit ad, like these local young orca studs want you. Like, click now to meet hot orca studs, you know, in need of pleasure. These young orca studs need pleasure. Click now. Come on, you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I have to start over because I totally forgot that in the young orca studs needing pleasure. It was just the way it was for them. Bodies hotly lustful, young orca studs in need of pleasure that only one who truly knew their bodies could deliver in such lustful doses. They needed it. Needed it all. And Zay's tight arse closing around Soren's cock was too much for a stud who was hankering after his own pleasure in that moment alone. Under the water, the world was theirs to claim, pushing on their eardrums, the surface shot through with sparkling swaths of light, broken and dancing. Yet it was only their pleasure that mattered as Soren got an arm around his brother's waist, holding him down on his cock even as he pumped Zay's furiously with a closed hand. They could not pant. Well, no shit, they're underwater. Lungs straining from their physical exertion, but nothing was going to stop either of them from reaching that sweet high of completion. Now it rhymes. A Soren shaft ached to spill a hot and heady load of whale cream. Getting confused with my mammals. Orca cream, that's it. It didn't matter who actually climaxed first, but the first either of them knew about it as the urge to breathe grew as the minutes passed, passion rising through was that a flood of cum was bursting forth from Zay's shaft, dissipating into the ocean, and another load was being dumped up under his tail. Nice. Each thrust of Soren's cock forced more out around the length of him, a tight hole yielding to such pounding force, closer than ever in the arms of the ocean while they shared a thrill that no one could take from them. Sounds like some, like, old-timey announcer. And sometimes it was all it had to be as the ocean buoyed them up, lifting their bodies, allowing them to stay there underneath the surface just a little while longer. Tightening his arms around his brother, Soren grunted. His orca's beak pressed. Oh, so he's got a beak. What the fuck do these people look like? His orca's beak? Like a bird? Whatever. His orca's beak pressed into the back of Zayden's neck, holding him close just for that moment of intimacy that would only ever come to be between the two of them. Zayden shivered. Playing both sides of the coin with his brother was all he'd ever need, even if nobody else could ever know. Wow, that was... Zayden? Really? That was my biggest issue. Orca beak? Zayden? Whale cream? or can't take it. 0 out of 10. Well, everybody, you learn something new every day. Here's one thing I've learned. If I'm an anthro-orca mother, do not trust my horny anthro-orca teenage sons when they say they're going out fucking surfing, because they're actually fucking each other. I mean, I understand that only an anthro-orca will know another anthro-orca's body, but seriously. Although I did learn the new term of a thick load of whale cream, which I don't know how I need to use that at some point, but I need to. I need to weaponize it at some point. Not to any of you guys, because you'll probably be used to it, but somebody innocent, like my parents, you know, should be like, hey, you know what I heard the other day? It was about a thick load of whale cream. Do you know what whale cream is, Mom? No, she probably does. I wouldn't want to know. Okay. The next story we will be reading this fine evening, by we, I mean me. Yes, I'm using the royal we. I'm there now. It's called Forceful of the Situation with a 2.26 stars. The description here is, control is everything, and not just in bed. Furby is reminded. Furby. Oh, my. All right. Let's read this beautiful story about Furby. I knocked on his door quickly, fixing my shirt, which was a little tight, but being last minute, it will have to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll change the tenses. The door swings open, showing the guy who invited me over earlier today. Come on in, make yourself comfortable, he said, stepping back as I walked through. I might have brushed him with my tail, but wasn't sure. That was a long sentence paragraph. You want anything? Water? Tea? It's just one sentence. I'm sorry. There's no... You want anything? Water? Tea? He asked me while walking into the kitchen. I'll take water, I called back to him. Looking around, I noted that he had a lot of pictures of what looked like family, and his couch was very comfy. Maybe a pillow would make it better, but it's still comfy in its own right. That's one sentence. Oh my. You know, I'm starting to crave for the writing quality of Anthro-Orca Brothers, but suddenly I could smell something. I know I smelled it somewhere before, but I just can't place it. What did it smell like? You smelled something? That's the vaguest shit I've ever heard in my life. It smelled like something. Wow, so useful. I shrugged it off as he walked back in with tea and water. He handed me the water before sitting on the couch next to me. You know, that could have been broken up, but no. So, you, like the place? He asked, taking a sip of his tea. Yes, it's lovely, especially the couch. I leaned into it to prove it, the shirt getting a bit tight, but I can fix that later. What? Okay. Thanks, everyone says that. It was only $20. I'm surprised it wasn't trashed. Was this written by a 10-year-old? It was only $20. Oh my God, this cannot be I refuse to believe an adult human has written this. Really? That cheap? They're usually about $50 to $70 these days. I guarantee you they're not. I told him, taking a drink of my water. It kinda tasted funny, but I played it off as me being nervous. Hehe, yeah, I was honestly surprised too. He looks in his cup before getting up. Gonna get more tea, be right back. He walked off once more in his kitchen. I took this time to unbutton one of the buttons on my shirt so it wasn't as tight as before. Your boobs grew and you're like, damn, gotta unbutton this shirt for my big boobs. Or it's a guy and he's just got big old tits too. Who knew? I thought I heard something behind me before I felt a prick on my neck. Next thing I know, I saw black. Again, the singular sentence. If, like, these are just, I've realized a bunch, these are just really long sentences. So this is just a series of long sentences. I woke up with a groan. I yawned before I felt something grab my head and force it down on something. I gagged as my eyes shut open, revealing what looks like some hair and a chest. Some hair and a chest. How? What? Look, it looks like some hair and a chest. How much hair is there? Is it a treasure chest? Is it a person's chest? How much hair is there that the chest takes second billing? That's a lot of hair. That's like, do you want some human with that pile of hair? Good God. I look up and see the guy I as visiting, grinning with hunger. What is grinning with hunger? Is it lust or is it like actual physical hunger, like nom, nom, nom? Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Ugh. Got my phone all wet with my sneezes. Can nothing else go right? Oh, I mean, can nothing else go wrong in my life? Everything goes wrong. Oh, my arm is wet now. Gross. Let's see. Oh, yeah, some hair and a chest. I look up and see the guy I as visiting, grinning with hunger at me. I felt that my shirt was open from a breeze running across my bra. How do you feel the breeze on your bra? Your bra isn't your skin. Why do you feel through your bra? Why does your bra feel things? Okay. Apparently her bra is, I don't know, fused with her skin and they feel as one entity, but she felt the breeze on her bra. I tried to pull my head back, but he had some type of unnatural strength and he held me in place. I also tried my hands, but they were tied up. You didn't notice till then? Not yet. We haven't even started. I felt him shove once more. I gagged as it immediately pushed into my throat. So it's his dick, I guess? Who knows? Just it. The thing. It was only halfway in. He started thrusting, drawing a gag from me each time. Tears were building up as he continued to rape my muzzle. I cried, realizing the situation I was in. Well, no shit. You're getting orally raped. I assume you realize the situation you're in. But what? You have a muzzle now. Are you a dog? Are you the Furby? Do Furbies have muzzles? I thought they had beaks like orcas. Oh my God. Okay. I continue to rape my muzzle. I heard him groan a bit before I felt him pushing my head. I gagged as more and more of him started entering my throat until there was no more to push down. I want to think it's not cum, but just more of his body just entering her throat. Not his dick, just other parts. Just more of him. I wanted to get this over as quickly as possible, like everyone listening to this, to hopefully get out of here. So I started licking the underside of his dick. He just started to hump my face, letting his meat rub along my throat. Oh boy, what good erotic writing. I'm really confused. So he's raping her, he's face fucking her, and she's like, boy, I better lick the underside of his dick to get this over quickly. And so his meat is rubbing along her throat, not in it. I don't think he's fucking her face anymore. I think he's just jamming his dick against the outside of her face, rubbing the cock along her throat or something. It's not in it. It must be on the outside. I'm very confused. This is obviously written by an underage person who's never had sex and never, ever, ever given a blowjob. Or at the very least is terrible at describing this act. I'm not saying I fuck a lot. I mean, I do. I'm a slut. But that's not how it works, madam. Anyway. I was gagging constantly, tears running down my face, my makeup all runny. Well, no shit. This was a nightmare brought to life. I felt myself running out of air. Everything was slowly turning black, but then he pulled out. I took deep breaths and started coughing, but he suddenly pushed back in, pushing me all the way once more before fucking my face even faster. I looked up to see him basically hungry to unload. I promise again, these are all just run-on sentences. I don't know either. He started pulling my head back and forth with my hair somehow getting it in a ponytail, using it as a handle. I continued to lick the... This is all... I know I keep saying it, but it's just... They don't understand what commas are? Periods. They end with periods, but they don't have any commas. And all sentences are one paragraph long. And then the next paragraph is another sentence. This is how... maddeningly, this is written. You can hear me losing it. Oh, yeah, it's great, you guys. This is fantastic. I love this. Oh, my God. Okay, he was fucking it. Yep. I could feel his dick throbbing in both my throat and muzzle. He held the tip right at my gag point. What's your gag point? As he hummed in pleasure, well, I gagged on it, my tongue rubbing it. Suddenly, I felt a wave of sorts go through my muzzle and into my throat. I felt something coat the inside of my throat as he moaned loudly, forcing me all the way down, cutting off my supply of air. I was slowly running out of air. Suddenly, his cum came up and started leaking out around his dick and out of my nose. I felt myself get weaker, and soon I fell limp, completely passed out. Her body went limp as he continued groaning, the amount coming out only increasing until he gave a few final grunts before How much has fucker come? How much is he coming that she's, like, passed out and he's still coming? How long is it? You know, I don't even know what he is. He's probably not a human, so who knows? I thought that was a person-ish. I guess a Furby, but they have a muzzle. I don't know. Maybe their name is Furby. Her body went limp as he continued. Yeah, he just keeps coming more and more until he gave a few final grunts before letting go of her head. It stays in place as he feel back the friction, forcing a few more squirts out of him. Once he got her off cum drained from her muzzle, he quickly gave some type of shot to her. Until next time. Some type of shot. Some type? Just don't know. I'm not going to guess. You guys, that was beautiful. Truly the work of someone who's never fucked before. I wish all stories could be like that. And the final beautiful, I'm sure amazing erotic of the evening is called The Toothpick Man. God, I'm wet just hearing that name. The Toothpick Man. With 2.75 stories, a stranger on the subway turns out to be somebody much more. It's pretty long. It's the last one of the night. I can't wait to see where those toothpicks will go. Let's stay tuned and find out. Shannon watched the possum as he worked the toothpick in and out of his gums. My, my. Not where I thought this would start. The movements were exaggerated, but on anything she had seen, and she was sure it was causing him pain. The look on his face told her that much. With each jab and twist, she noticed his naked pink tail would twitch wildly. Do people want to fuck possums? Is this a thing? Each twist and grimace caused the jaguar to cringe herself. A jaguar and a possum. Is the possum the toothpick man? Surely he's not doing this on purpose, she thought. That thought was cut off as she watched him shove the toothpick into a gap as far as he could, a soft groan coming from his lips. As he moved the piece of wood out of his teeth, he spun it around so the fresh side would be used. The part of the small wooden pick that was now exposed to Shannon was disgusting. It was splintered and covered in bright red blood, more than she knew to be healthy. Why is he stabbing himself in the mouth? Wow, it's real sexy, you guys. Shannon had ridden this train back and forth to work every day for over 7 years and was familiar with all the regulars who rode with her. Still, there was always the fresh faces, the ones who would ride the train once in a while their car was in the shop. The traveler who didn't want to pay cab fares during their stay in the city. The homeless man trying to stay warm. And the ever-amusing country bumpkin who had never even seen a train that wasn't driven on steam. This sick fuck doesn't fall into any of these categories, though, Shannon thought to herself. She tried to divert her attention as the man continued to mutilate his gums, not 3 feet away from her. Wow, this is so hot. He wasn't paying any attention to her. That much was obvious. Otherwise, he would have noticed the discomfort on her face and hopefully stopped his antics. As he was making another dig, the toothpick snapped near the center, causing the possum's paw to jerk up and bop himself in the nose. Finally, she thought, now maybe he will find something less disgusting to do while he's in public. Instead, the possum simply reached into his coat and pulled out a small cylinder. As he popped the lid off and stuck a finger inside, Shannon realized what it was. It was an entire container of toothpicks. She groaned audibly and stood up to move to another car. As she left, she turned her head and saw that the male was still sitting on the bench, his paws gripping the ledge between his legs. Only now, he had taken notice of her. He watched her exit the train with an intense interest, his head tilted to one side with his black eyes locked onto her back. Two cars over, Shannon finally found a seat in which she could feel comfortable. Yes, I hate when I'm a jaguar on a train, and the possum won't stop mutilating his gums with a toothpick. It's very irritating. She sat her bag down on the bench next to her and plugged her headphones into her ears. As her toes tapped along to the beat of the song, she closed her eyes and drifted lightly between the world and her dreams. A jolt as the train started off again woke Shannon out of her sleep. She looked at her cell phone. 5:32. I still have at least 3 stops. Damn. She tilted her head away from her phone so she could close her eyes again. But just before she could achieve this goal, she noticed a pair of Converse high tops in front of the bench, across from her. They hadn't been there before, and Shannon looked up to see who they belonged to. She gasped audibly as she saw it was the same possum from before, only this time his paws were folded in his lap, covering the crotch on his ratty blue jeans. Wouldn't they be possumy blue jeans? Instead of jamming things between his teeth. As the sound escaped her lips, the possum's eerie black eyes widened with what seemed like surprise as his head tilted in the direction she had slid. Shannon's chest began to slow down as the train stopped in its next destination. The doors slid open and 5 furs walked from the platform and onto the train. A couple of college students, a sheep and a gazelle, walked between her and the possum in an effort to find seats together. As they walked, Shannon's eyes inadvertently followed them, watching as they sat down and the sheep put his arm around the gazelle's shoulder and began to talk to her. Once they had passed, her eyes moved back to the possum. She noticed the possum's eyes were fixated directly on her, watching her in a manner that reminded her of the tales her grandfather used to tell her about his days in the African jungles. She studied the possum intently as he sat across from her, seemingly satiated by simply watching her. Just plug your ears back in and ride this out. You've only got 2 more stops and you can get away from this creep, she thought to herself. He's a possum and you're a jaguar. Like, you're okay. You're gonna be fine. Are jaguars different size in this world? Like, it's a fucking possum. Kill it and eat it. As she moved to put her headphones back in, she saw the possum's eyes jerk. Without warning, he leapt off the seat and placed a paw on her leg. Eat him! Perfect opportunity. Shannon shrieked softly and came very close to slapping the possum's face, claws out. Once he stopped moving, Shannon found herself staring at a gray t-shirt with a band logo on it, covered by a military green jacket with patches decorating the front on the possum. That's a look. She looked up and into the face of the possum that was now standing over her. His eyes were little more than black pools framed by wire-rimmed glasses that sat neatly on the bridge of his muzzle. His fur was immaculately clean, as was his short blonde hair. a possum with short blonde hair. And he had a very pleasant smell about him. What a strange thing to notice about a guy who just creeped the shit out of you, Shannon thought. She was brought back to the train as the possum spoke. Hey, I guess that's 3 times I've spooked you. I'm sorry about that. He spoke in a voice that sounded soft and young.
I'm sorry about that.
Nothing threatening in his tone, sounding like a teenager that just got busted for lying to his mom. Yeah. Please take your paw off my leg. Shannon glared at him as he removed his paw, using it to rub the back of his neck.
I'm sorry. It's just that you left the car when you saw my using those toothpicks, and I wanted to make sure you weren't too put off, I guess.
That's his voice, now deal with it. Shannon looked at the possum, her eyes scanning his face intently. Well, you were digging pretty hard. It grossed me out, to be honest. The subway's a hell of a place to do things like that. The possum nodded, a solemn look on his face.
Yeah, I started chewing them to quit smoking and it progressed into what you saw. I guess I traded one bad habit for another. I'm Jeremy.
The possum extended his right paw, the one that had been doing most of the DIY dental work. Shannon drew back slightly and Jeremy tilted his head questioningly before the look of realization struck him.
Oh, don't worry. I cleaned my paws, the possum said as he drew a package of wet wipes from his rear pants pocket.
I love a thoughtful possum. Shannon looked at the package incredulously before accepting his paw with a visible reluctance. I'm Shannon. Look, it's not that I wish to be rude, but I do wish to be left in peace for the remainder of my ride home.
Oh, yeah, sure. I just wanted to make sure you didn't think I was the toothpick man or anything. I'll leave you be.
As Possum turned to walk back to the first car, Shannon tapped him on the back. The what? The Possum tilted his head again as he turned and looked back down at her.
The toothpick man? You haven't heard about him?
Shannon shook her head as she removed the headphones from her ears to make sure she heard him correctly. The possum sat down at the seat next to her and turned towards her.
Well, he's been in the papers. He's this serial killer here in New York.
So you're guilty? Are you guilty? Sounds guilty.
A pretty sick dude.
Guys, the story is so hot.
He finds these women on the subways, they think, and rapes and kills them. Once he's done, he jams toothpicks through their eyes. Makes the eyeballs look like those olives they put in martinis. Like I said, he's been in the papers. No major stories yet, though. Simply because he takes a year or so between his kills. He'll make the headlines before he's done, though.
As the possum spoke, his eyes seemed to gleam as if he was speaking of somebody he looked up to. His tone was that of an expert on the topic who had been asked to share his expertise with a rather perturbed jaguar. Yes, that happens often. So many perturbed jaguars. She did remember reading about a girl from her neighborhood who had been killed 4 months ago, but it had been a page 8 story with little to no details. The only reason she recalled it was because the police suspected she had been followed from the subways. Well, I don't think you're him, regardless of how you've conducted yourself. May I please enjoy the rest of my ride in peace now? Shannon watched as the possum nodded and stood. He tipped his head and saluted her as if saying goodbye before walking through the door and onto the car in front of hers. Shannon shook her head and watched the door for a few seconds before plugging her headphones back in. The rest of her ride was, in fact, rather peaceful. As peaceful as a subway train could be, at least. As the train approached her stop, she gathered her bag and stood, walking toward the door. She stepped off the train and onto the platform, her eyes looking around at the 2 or 3 furs who exited the train along with her. No sign of that damned possum, she thought to herself. Allowing a small smile to appear on her lips, she hiked her bag up to her shoulder, adjusted her headphones, and proceeded up the stairs. So she's going to be clearly raped by that guy who's clearly the toothpick man. I mean, no one's like, hey, you ever heard of the toothpick man? If no one's ever heard of him, it's you. You're the toothpick man. Way to admit it. Is a possum going to go attack a jaguar and win? This will be interesting. It's a blonde-haired possums. You can't trust them. All right, guys, I don't want to do this any more than you, but here we go. On the street, the chill in the November night air was a welcome change from the stuffy train car. As Shannon made her way down the sidewalk, the street lamps cast a soft yellow glow that shone off of her black fur, creating the illusion that she could glow. Her soft brown hair bounced lightly behind her as she walked, puffing up at the sides as the occasional breeze caught it to expose her cheeks. She brushed the hair backwards as she ascended the stairs to her home, scouring about her purse for her keys. Finding them, she looked at the doorknob, her paw guiding the slender key onto the slot, before twisting the knob and pushing the door open. She reached to her right and flicked the switch. A split second after the light in her entryway came on, she felt an impact on the back of her head, and her world went dark again. It's obviously the possum here to fuck. Rapist possum here to fuck. Shannon's eyes opened slowly. I mean, what does this have to do with being a furry, though? I mean, does the fact that he's a possum have anything to do with this? Is it just because the person writing this is a jaguar and they fantasized about a blonde possum man with a penchant for stabbing himself in the mouth with toothpicks? I have so many questions. Shannon's eyes opened slowly, blinking a few times in a lax effort to reduce the fuzziness in her vision. She looked up at the ceiling. If you've been asleep for a long time, by the way, big, big issue, brain trauma. See a doctor, please. She looked up at the ceiling, recognizing a light fixture as the one in her bedroom. A groan escaped her lips as she tried to turn over, her arm jerking backwards. She quickly turned to see that her arm was tied to one of her bedposts, her eyes blinking a few times in disbelief. She turned her other arm, bound as well. She looked down and saw that while her legs were still free, she had been stripped naked. Her C-cup jaguar breasts, I mean, it didn't say jaguar, but I'm thinking about it. Her C-cup breasts exposed and shifting as she struggled against her restraints. Just rip it off with your jaguar claws. As she fought to free herself, she began to look around the room, trying to find something to aid in her escape. Instead, she saw something that made her gasp in horror. To the left of the bed in her grandmother's old dining chair sat Jeremy. Was shocked. He was perched in the chair with his legs crossed, his body leaning forward at the waist with his elbows on his knees. His pink paws were folded in front of his muzzle as his tail held tightly to a rear leg of the chair. His black eyes were fixated on the struggling jaguar, following every movement she made, taking in every detail as if he were going to draw her. Draw her like one of his French girls. She noticed that he had forgone the jacket and gray band t-shirt in favor of a tight-fitting, plain white t-shirt. What size would be a tight-fitting shirt on a possum? With the jacket removed, she could now see the plethora of tattoos on his white arms, renderings of death and destruction that danced up his arms. After 10 minutes or so, struggling and screaming, Shannon lay still for a moment, locking her eyes on Jeremy, which is J-E-R-I-M-Y, I just need to tell you because it's pissing me off every time I read it. That is how it's supposed to be spelled. It's not a typo. It's Jeremy with an I instead of two E's. Fuck you. Fuck you and your bullshit spelling. During the entire time, he had not moved a muscle, save for his eyes, which were still peering out from behind his glasses. She sneered at the possum, snapping her teeth as she asked, "So what? What are you planning on doing with me, huh?" There was no reply from Jeremy. Only the silent stare that she had been subjected to for the past 10 minutes or so, I can talk. Shannon was getting ready to make another comment when the possum spoke from behind his paws. "My God. You really are beautiful." I forgot his voice for a second. "Do you realize that? Do you realize what a beautiful creature you are, Shannon?" Jeremiah's voice was quiet, almost inaudible to the feline on the bed. As Shannon processed what he had said, she realized that the look in Jeremiah's eyes was not that of hunger, but of admiration. "Jeremiah!" hate his name so much. Jeremy,
would you please untie me? We can forget this ever happened. Just untie me and leave the house, please. Shannon's voice didn't waver. She suspected it might. Yeah, it did. She's a strong woman, but she had never been faced with a situation so dire. You didn't answer my question, sweetheart. Do you realize how beautiful you are? Jeremy's eyes were still fixated on the feline as he posed his question again. Unsure of which approach to take, Shannon ran a few scenarios over in her mind, each with a different response before deciding on a reply. I've been told I am attractive. I guess I do. Shannon flinched as the possum's paws clapped loudly before dropping down toward the floor, his torso beginning to rock back and forth. Before dropping back down to the floor, I know he just clapped and then released his hands, but the way she said it made it sound like he's about to do a burpee or something. He's like dropping his hands down. Am I the only one who pictured that? He looked at the floor with a smile and shook his head slightly from side to side. After a minute, the possum stood up and moved to the side of the bed, sitting down and placing a paw on the jaguar's stomach, his fingers lightly working themselves into her fur. I can fucking not talk right now. This story has broken my brain.
I ride the trains every day and I see a lot of beautiful girls. I see raccoons, tabby cats, mice, vixens, other possums, and I've seen just about every kind of dog that you can think of. They're all beautiful. So beautiful. I want to put my paws on them, but I know well enough not to, so I control myself. Still, every now and then I will see a girl such as yourself. A girl with that kind of beauty that I find I just cannot ignore. I know that if I pass up a chance to have you, I would never be able to sleep again without your face running through my head.
Hey, anybody thinking that? Don't rape. Just deal with the fact that you had not raped someone and move on. It's your best choice. Jeremy, whatever your name is. The possum paused briefly to lock eyes with Shannon. She noticed that Jeremy's paw had moved further down her stomach as he spoke, inching towards her exposed nether lips. One word, nether lips.
Nether lips.
As Jeremy admired her, she took the chance to speak.
Then why not just ask a girl out? Why go through all the trouble of this?
Because he likes to rape, obviously. Shannon jumped as Jeremy not only let out a shrill, disbelieving laugh,
ha 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 ha,
but slid his paw between her legs as well. Shannon squirmed, clenching her legs together as she felt his naked fingers begin to fondle her lower lips, the digits gently caressing the flesh between her thighs. That's a lot. That's a lot of flesh.
Because I'm terrible with cultivating friendships. I don't particularly care for the time and effort it takes to gamble on somebody like it.
He's a lazy asshole. Lazy asshole.
And sweetheart, answer honestly. If I had asked you if you'd like to spend the night with me, what would your answer have been?
Shannon looked at the possum in disbelief. Well, I would have suggested we get drinks first or something. She flinched as the possum glared down at her, his paw pressing against her body with an uncomfortable force. He's a possum.
Lying cunt!
Wow, he's a jerk.
You want to turn me down and you know it. Fuck it. I'm going to have my way with you and then I am going to kill you.
Gee, she was being nice. His expression turned into one of anger as he stood up and walked back toward the chair, leaning down to grab a bag Shannon had previously been unable to see. She watched in horror as he unzipped the bag and pulled out two lengths of rope and a ball gag before tossing the bag back onto the floor. Jeremy took three steps and stopped at the foot of the bed, his eyes never leaving the items in his paws. The feline watched as he made a loop in the rope and knotted it. He reached through the rope and grabbed her left ankle, pulling the rope over her leg and jerking the loop tight around her ankle. As she struggled, alternating between begging the possum to let her go and screaming for help, Jeremy pulled her leg away from her body and she's a jaguar, though. Like, I don't believe this. Okay, whatever.
Possum pulled on the rope a couple of times, ensuring that his prey couldn't free herself before repeating the procedure on the other leg. Once he had her legs restrained, Jeremy reclaimed his spot on the edge of the bed, his eyes fixated again on her face. Shannon opened her mouth to scream again, but the sound was cut short by the ball gag being shoved into her muzzle, muffling the sound tremendously. She struggled and cried out as the possum lifted her head and fastened the buckle on her backside of her head. Her eyes followed him as they began to tear up, watching as he stripped naked on the side of the bed. Once he had freed himself of his underwear, exposing his already erect cock. What kind of penis? I don't even know if I want to know this. What kind of dick a possum has? Is it bigger than... Would it fit a jaguar? A lot of questions I didn't ever want to ask myself. And yet now I am. Anyway, he climbed to the bed and laid his head on Shannon's chest. He took several deep breaths before raising his head and smiling at her. You're all sorts of scared, aren't you, sweetie? I mean, you just said you were going to murder her, so... Fair. Shannon nodded as she struggled against her restraints to no avail. The possum simply looked into her eyes and said,
That's good. No need to worry, though. I never skip the foreplay.
Thanks, I guess, possum. Shannon cried out against her gag as she felt the possum's lips move along her supple breasts, his strong tongue lightly caressing each of her nipples as a paw Each of her nipples? She's a jaguar. How many? That's a lot of nipples. Snaked his way between her spread legs. As he locked his lips around one of the feline's nipples, he plunged a finger inside of her, working it in and out as his body shifted positions. As his teeth gently clutched her nipple between them, his tongue lashed at the small nub, causing it to stand up in an effort to receive more of the same attention. Shannon groaned in disgust as she felt the possum's finger sliding in and out of her canal, much like the evergreen, causing a pathway to become slick with arousal against her will. Is she going to get killed at the end of this for real? She's a jaguar. Maybe just don't know enough about this. Maybe they're just like people with interchangeable animal faces and they actually don't have the properties of the animal. Because possum versus jaguar, I'm like, come on, this is a joke though, right? Like Shannon's got to be throwing this. She must really be playing non-consensually with his possum. Shannon's mind pleaded with her body to stop, screamed at it that it didn't really want this, did everything it could to override her arousal. Despite every effort she made, though, Shannon's body reacted to the attention the way it knew how. As her canal... Why? Stop calling it a canal. As her canal became wetter, more ships were able to pass through. She saw Jeremy look up at her, the grin on his lips, telling her that he knew what she was doing not only to her body, he was doing not only to her body, but her mind. Then, keeping his eyes locked on hers, began kissing his way down her body, his lips shortly reaching the ones between her hips. Aw, you fucking said it. Jeremy removed his finger as he wrapped his paws around the feline's thighs and engaged his lower lips in a lewd kiss. Yes, the best of lewd kisses. Plunging his tongue inside her. His possum tongue. Shannon squirmed and resisted to the best of her ability as she felt the possum's mouth violating her body, the tongue moving inside her as an effort to get the best taste possible. The possum's lips rubbed against hers, his small pink nose pressed against her clitoris as his tongue lashed against her velvet interior. With each movement of his lips, I'm so uncomfortable with this, of his lips. Possum made small wet sounds against the feline's body, the kind that Shannon had heard out of her ex-boyfriend not too long ago. As the sounds reached her ears, she whimpered loudly and tears began to roll down her cheeks, and without thinking, she let out a soft moan of pleasure. As soon as her violator heard this sound, his ears perked and he looked up at her. Shannon felt him withdraw his tongue as he sat up and licked his maw, cleaning her fluids out of the fur around his muzzle. Once he had gotten his mouth mostly clean, he said, You're right, sweetheart. I shouldn't keep such a pretty girl waiting this long. With that, the possum positioned himself between her thighs and pressed into her. Shannon's eyes widened and let loose a fresh stream of tears as she screamed against the gag. She fought with everything she had as she felt the possum's erect member slide into her body. Her walls wrapping around it like a glove to a paw. Her body shook violently in every effort to get away. But the possum had her tied too tightly. He placed his paws on either side of the feline's head and stared directly into her eyes as his hips began to move. Shannon cried as she felt the possum's cock pressing inside her and then sliding out before doing it all over again. Her mind once continued to beg her body to turn itself off as she felt her fluids leaking out from the flesh inside her, from around the flesh inside her, staining the sheets of her bed as the possum, in little quotes, made love to her. Shannon's mind locked itself out after a couple of minutes, not wanting to register the feeling of her attacker's cock sliding in and out of her velvet canal, because your pussy's a canal now. Maybe pussy's too on the nose for them, because jaguars, they're like, no, canal. Only canal, no pussy. Not desiring to take into account the fact that she herself was close to orgasm. A couple more minutes after that, she heard Jeremy groan as his shaft swelled and began to pump his hot, sticky fluid into her body. I'm missing whale cream. Shannon's mind broke as a stream of seed triggered her own orgasm. That's not how orgasms work. But okay. Apparently, for a jaguar, they come when possum sperm is found inside their vagina. The more you know. Anyway, the stream of seed triggered her own orgasm, as happens in jaguars when they're raped by possums. Her soft, fluid-soaked walls clenching around the shaft inside her body. She moaned softly into the gag as she felt her walls coaxing every drop of her attacker's fluid out of him and into her. Once he was done, he's going to kill her now, right? Jeremy lay down next to Shannon, lightly running his fingers through her hair as if they were cuddling after just making love.
That was lovely, sweetheart,
the possum cooed at her as he rested against her.
It really is a shame I have to kill you. You're very special. I think maybe if I were different, we could have been a couple. Maybe even raised a kid or two, you know, spent our lives together.
The possum let out a sad sort of laugh as he sat up.
Ha ha ha, yeah. Maybe we could have spent our lives together. Instead, I have to end yours.
He looked down at her with a sad smile on his lips.
I'm going to hop in the shower, sweetheart.
As he spoke, he stood and gathered his clothing before making his way toward the bathroom. He reached in, turned the lights on, and gave Shannon one final look as he disappeared behind the door. Shannon lay on the bed, helpless and defeated, as she listened to the possum turn her shower on and step inside. Her mind sat stagnant, devoid of any thoughts that required more effort than, I need to breathe. I'm going to die. I need to breathe. I'm going to die. 20 minutes later, Jeremy emerged from the bathroom fully clothed, fur mildly damp as his paws ran one of her towels through his hair to help it dry. He has hair. Please someone draw Jeremy in a towel with hair. A giant possum man. Bigger than a jaguar, apparently. Sus as fuck. As his paws ran one of the towels through her hair to help it dry. Once it was as good as he could get it, he stuffed the towel into his bag and smiled warmly at the girl on the bed. He reached into his bag and pulled out a pocket knife, his fingers clutching it tightly as he walked toward the jaguar, the girl struggling and crying as he flipped the blade open and sat next to her on the bed.
I love you, Shannon. I'll make this as quick as possible.
The window in the bedroom was lit. Oh, she's for sure dead. Wow, this was so hot. The window in the bedroom was lit up red and blue with lights as the police and EMTs moved restlessly around the house. As the county coroner readied the black bag that was destined to contain the remains of a female jaguar, a pair of detectives stood at the side of the bed, their notepads out. Neighbor a couple blocks away says they saw a male possum walking down the street behind her. They couldn't tell if he was following her or not, though. Other than that, nobody saw anything out of the ordinary. St. Bernard let out a gruff sigh as he shook his head. He was McGruff the crime dog, right?
Nobody around heard anything either. He must have subdued her before she could scream. A cat like her could be heard pretty far off if she screamed.
He looked at the fox he was partnered with for this case and shook his head again.
What do you think, Hobbs?
The fox sighed and looked over his notes. Well, she was walking home from the subway station, which is
where he most likely spotted her. She was tied down with rope, which was removed from the scene by the perp. He raped her and then slit her throat with a 3-inch or so blade. Afterwards, he stuck a toothpick through each eyeball. Then he took a shower, cleaned up, and left. Of course, he was the toothpick man. The fox closed his notebook and looked at his partner, letting out a heavy sigh.
Lee, this poor girl was killed almost identically to that parrot a few blocks...
A parrot? A giant parrot person. Okay.
A few blocks from here. Now, I'd appreciate it if you didn't quote me on this just yet, especially to the press, but I think we've got a serial killer on our paws. A sick one at that.
The St. Bernard let out other sighs. He shook his head. Oh, shit, that was the wrong voice. Whatever. Nah, you're just saying what we're both thinking. We gotta catch this guy, Hobbs, before he gets another girl. I don't give a fuck anymore. The story's so long. The fox nodded as he looked down at what was left of the jaguar. He motioned his head at her, and the St. Bernard looked at the girl as well. They both watched in silence as the coroner zipped up the bag, the hole over her empty face growing smaller and smaller, until she was no longer visible. The fox sighed again and shook his head. What a shame. She was so beautiful, too. The end. What a... depressing as fuck story. I hope you sick bastards enjoyed that. A possum killing a jaguar. Who knew it was possible? I didn't, but apparently it is. Orca brothers fucking. And a Furby of some kind, whatever the fuck that was, doing its thing. I hope you all enjoyed. I personally, I don't know how the fuck to feel anymore. Anyway, hopefully that you survived this, and I will see you here next week, and I'll join you then. All right, guys, I hope you have a great night, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Mwah.